Public Radio, 88.9 FM, the broadcast service of Morgan State University, WEAA, Baltimore. 88.9 FM reminds you that the views expressed on WEAA programs are those of participants and not necessarily those of Morgan State University, the staff, management, or underwriters of Baltimore's home for cool jazz. WEAA, 88.9 FM.
I'm Deborah Owens, and welcome to Wealthy Radio. Many people have been sitting on the sidelines because they've lost their home or are simply afraid to purchase. What I want you to know this evening is that a setback is a setup for a comeback. With rents soaring and interest rates low, is now the time to get back into the housing market? And if so, how do you avoid the mistakes that caused the last housing meltdown? And maybe you're struggling to stay in your home. You should get really excited because we're going to have a conversation about just that this evening. So tonight we'll be tackling all of these issues around housing. We'll have a mortgage expert and a housing counseling expert in to talk about financing in the marketplace. So as always, we're here to take your questions and comments. Send us your tweets about home ownership to @DeborahOwens and call 410-319-8888. It all starts in just a moment. This is Wealthy Radio right here on WEAA 88.9 FM. I'm Deborah Owen, and tonight it's all about home ownership. As I said earlier, low interest rates and rents are rising. Is it time to get back in the housing market? And we've talked a little bit about that. But what I want to talk about right now is I know that there are many people who listen to this show who they're looking at all these news reports about the financial recovery, and yet they haven't had their own personal financial recovery. And in fact, some of you are really struggling. And so I'm really excited to have our friends back from Go Northwest Housing. Scott Satchel is in studio with us this evening. And we're going to be talking about what I believe is a story of hope anyway. I always love it when we have real people who come in and kind of share their story. And Scott has brought along one of his clients, April, and we're going to talk about some people struggle and they don't think that they can make a comeback and they give up. And tonight we're going to talk specifically to those folks who maybe have been struggling and are afraid to go for help. So, Scott, welcome back to Wealthy Radio once again.
Thank you for having us.
And just a little bit, Scott, before we get started, let's let our listeners know kind of what your organization does and the kind of people that you help.
We are a housing resource center. Anything that has to do with housing, we are able to answer questions. We mostly focus on adult education. Our pre-purchase program, which we just had a workshop this weekend, our next workshop is February the 21st, teaches folks how to buy homes, and that's specifically for Baltimore City. With that program, you do a workshop and a one-on-one counseling, and then you qualify for a lot of the down payment assistance programs that are available through Baltimore City and through some federal home loans that are also available right now. We also do mortgage delinquency counseling, which is why we're here today to talk about. And anyone who's having any financial difficulties with their home, they're behind on their mortgage, we help them. Everything we do is free. We're a HUD-certified nonprofit housing counseling agency, and we're certified to be able to assist people. One of the things we tell everyone is do not pay anyone for assistance. We can do everything that
absolutely, and I know that we have a lot of people listening from all around the country because we do. People are listening to us on the internet, and what I want them to know is we're based here at Morgan State in Baltimore. That's where our program is for, but also in any city and locality and in rural places as well, you can gain access to this home ownership counseling, and you can find out who's offering this service in your locale by either going to HUD.gov and then going to the state, or you can go to your state housing website and then you can get information on local housing counselors there. I want to talk a little bit today, though, while we've got you and we've got our guest April in studio with us as well, about you call them Road to Recovery workshops. Mm-hmm. And is that the mortgage delinquency kind of workshop where you're assisting people?
That is correct. We have weekly workshops every Wednesday from 5 to 6. We call it our Road to Recovery workshop. It's only an hour. What we do is during that hour, we go over the timeline and let people know in the legal timeline how quickly they need to get things resolved before the lender can kick them out in the state of Maryland or foreclose upon them. And we also go over how to work with the lender. And then at the same time, we're putting paperwork together. So it's actually an active workshop where the people are working to getting paper together. They're learning about what's going on. And at the end of the workshop, we schedule them for a one-on-one counseling session. We bring them in for usually a two-hour one-on-one counseling session. And the goal of the counseling session is to talk to the lender, try to find out what the next steps are, which is usually to send out the modification package, and then try to see what kind of resolution we can come up with.
So in this case, has someone already received some kind of notice of delinquency or that we're going to foreclose on your home, blah, 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 already, and then they come to see you?
Yeah, most of the time folks have either received a notice of intent to foreclose, which is what we call the 45-day letter. You can receive it up to 45 days of being late on your mortgage, and it's also 45 days in that you have 45 days to resolve the issue. After the notice of intent, you receive a preliminary loss mitigation affidavit, which is your time to try and come up with some kind of resolution. And if you cannot, then you receive a final loss mitigation affidavit, which at that point you really should be trying for the mediation that's available in the state of Maryland.
I see. And now I want to shift to April. April, thanks for coming on Wealthy Radio.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about how did you find the Go Northwest Housing Counselors?
I found them by way of Maryland Hope. MarylandHope.org.
Okay.
And I found that on a mortgage statement that I had. I was behind in my mortgage, and I read all of the paperwork. And at the very end, it was a website and a number. So I went to the website, and they had a workshop that they was having. So I signed up for the workshop, and I went in, and I saw that I wasn't the only one. It was a vast number of people in the room.
How'd that make you feel?
It made me feel not alone, because I felt alone in the whole process of being behind in my mortgage.
So what precipitated that happening with your mortgage? Was it, I'll let you answer
it. It was a combination of things. The first thing that happened was my household went from two incomes to one. And then from that, then it went to one income to none, and where I was receiving unemployment for a period of time, and it took me a bit of a time to get back to work. I had a lot of challenges in the midst of me being out of work, death in the family, and a lot of other things, life situations showing up. And it was difficult for me to get back to work right away. And also surprising to me that it took me so long to get back to work and to get back to work at the salary that I'm used to making.
So tell me, how long did it take you to find a job?
I was out of work for 10 months.
Yeah, that can be significant. And Scott, in this case, for somebody who's listening to this program, and again, if you're just joining us, this is Wealthy Radio, and this whole program for an hour, in the first half we're talking about the road to recovery and mortgage delinquency, and in our second half we're going to be talking about home ownership, because I know there are a lot of people who've been sitting on the sidelines and are afraid because of a situation that they may have went through, like April was talking about today. We'd love to hear your calls. 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. Perhaps you're someone who is struggling financially and could be somewhat delinquent on your payments and you don't know where to go. We'd love to hear from you this evening, 410-319-8888. And the other thing I want to say, if you want to be anonymous, that's fine. I mean, I totally understand how stressful and how situations about financial issues can be very shameful, if you will, and people don't want to deal with it. But we really are here to give you some help. But not only that, some hope, too, because everybody goes through changes. I mean, we don't get to choose when we lose a job. We don't get to choose when somebody dies. We don't get to, you know, you just never know when something is going to happen. So again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. In studio with me is Scott Satchel from Go Northwest Housing. They're housing counselors. It doesn't matter where you're located, though. We're here to connect you with the right resource that can help you. And also, I'm talking with a client who went through Go Northwest Housing counseling and is on her road to recovery, which I love this. So tell me, so you were out 10 months. What kind of services did you take advantage of through Go Northwest Housing?
Well, one of the services that I took advantage of was actually having the expertise that I did, things that I didn't know about, as far as that Scott would know.
Okay, tell me what some of them are.
Well, all of the lingo, the language that the mortgage company would use was foreign to me. A lot of things I didn't know that I had rights as far as being a lender.
A borrower.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Those things I wasn't aware of. So it was nice to have someone that was able to be on my side.
So you advocate on the behalf of the client, then, Scott?
Correct.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the process with April. So she comes in, she's delinquent on her mortgage, you have this one-on-one with her, and then what happens?
Well, you were hitting the nail right on the head when you said we have to continue to have hope throughout the process. Everyone has a life event that happens, and that's unfortunate, but we have to deal with these life events. There's a death in the family, there's a divorce, someone gets sick, incarceration, your furnace goes up, or your hot water heater goes up, or something happens with the house itself. And when this occurs, we have to realize also that the lenders will work with us. And that's very, very important to understand. The lenders they're not adversarial, although they seem like that over the phone sometimes. They really are your partners if you really speak the language and are able to negotiate with them. So when I encourage folks like April who come in and they don't have a position right now, they don't have a job, call your lender. Let them know what's occurring. And if you get to them early enough, they'll actually put you through a forbearance program, where a forbearance program is where they suspend payments for a period of time. If you've already been late for 6 months, then you probably aren't going to qualify for forbearance. And then what we would need to do is correct the issue. If there's a lack of income in the house, we need to increase the income. If you don't have a job, we need to find a job. And once we correct that issue, we can go back to the lender negotiate with them, advocate for the borrower, and get a modification, which we're very successful in getting modifications for the
Well, let's
lenders.
Talk about the forbearance process. So let's say, I've hit a bout of unemployment. I lost my job. I didn't know that this was going to happen. So before the mortgage is late, I call the lender. So how long typically how long is a forbearance, and what are some of the ramifications of a forbearance?
So typically a forbearance is going to run 6 or 12 months, one or the other. And unfortunately, it depends upon the investor that you have. Here we should probably talk about the difference between servicers and investors.
Yes.
Your servicer is the bank that you work with. Each servicer has many, many different investors that they work with, FHA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. For example, your local bank probably has upwards of 1,000 or possibly even 10,000 different investors that they're servicing loans for. So that's something, it's not the servicers, the bank, that makes the decisions, it's the investors. And that's a little bit of what housing counselors would do differently than, say, a layperson on the street, is we go directly to the investors and say, what are the possibilities? So depending upon the possibilities, we can either get a 6 or 12 months forbearance. Some of the adverse ramifications of that.
It's going to impact your credit score probably.
Credit score, credit score is a big one. Unfortunately, they're still going to start reporting late on credit. Mm-hmm. If you have equity in the house, that means you can't refinance during that time period or possibly for 2 years thereafter. Some of the other ramifications is that it's going to be building that if you have a $1,000 a month payment for 6 months, at the end of the 6 months, they either want to do a modification, have a balloon payment, or some kind of repayment, which means that for the next 6 months or year, your payment might be slightly higher. That's why it's very important to try for a modification after the forbearance time period.
I see. So try for a modification after the forbearance period. However, what qualifies you for a modification? I mean, for so many people, what we heard was that you had to have a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac, a Fannie Mae loan, yada, yada, yada. I mean, and I know many people were unable to secure a modification. And that was, I would say, so we're 2015, so let's say 2012, 2013, it was really quite hectic. What are the terms of modification now if someone's listening to this program?
Well, the good news is the lenders, for lack of a better term, have learned how to do modifications. The turnaround time on trying to get a modification has shrunken down to probably a more acceptable level. And a lot of that's because they're learning. They've been forced to by the government and the Attorney General settlement that happened a couple of years ago. And the other good news is there's not just the HAMP modifications, but there are servicer modifications that are available that are mirrored or very, very close to being a HAMP modification.
And when you say HAMP, you mean the housing, that's a federal.
Correct. Making home affordable, which
right.
is you would need a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or FHA loan for. There are private servicers and investors that are doing their own types of modifications that are very close to that. In order to obtain a modification, you would need some kind of income coming in.
Right.
And they're still going to be looking at that 31%. So they're going to take your gross income, try to make it, your payment at least 31% of the income. If you're already below that, then it might even raise your payment. That's something that's very important to understand. But for the most part, they want to keep you in the home. And they're very dedicated nowadays, especially, at keeping you in the home, giving you some kind of modification, some kind of relief, and having it affordable. That's the important key. And long-term affordability.
Yes, but I mean, and so I guess the other question is, interest rates have come down considerably. Are these modifications reflecting the current interest rate environment, or how do they calculate what they're going to modify your, because that in itself, for most people who can't refinance because of home values are being upside down, that in itself would make home ownership a bit more affordable.
Right. And what they're doing with the HAMP modifications, or they're making home affordable, and like I said, most of the servicers are mirroring off of this, they can recapitalize everything into one pot, all the money that you owe, your current principal amount plus all the arrears, which is how much you're behind, put that into one pot of money, lower the interest rate as low as 2%, stretch out the term as long as 40 years, and in certain instances, they've been able to reduce the principal. I've actually seen principal reductions now more so than before, or take the amount that you owe and make it a non-interest second mortgage, which happens sometimes. So it's a non-interest-bearing second mortgage that will become a balloon when you have the first mortgage paid off. There are also other programs out there for folks that are very much underwater, such as the Stabilizing Urban Neighborhoods Program, which they call the SUN. And that is where you short sale your home to an organization, and they sell the house back to you for the amount that they bought it for. So if you're egregiously underwater, let's say you owe $150,000 on a house that's only worth $100,000, you can sell the home to the SUN program, and they would sell the home back to you for the $100,000. And usually when I hear something like that, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's a scam. But with the SUN program, they were invited here by the state of Maryland, Department of Housing and Community Development, and they're very highly regulated, and they have a wonderful reputation of being able to accomplish this. So that's when you're talking about homeowners that cannot refinance due to being underwater, that's a new tool in our tool belt that we love using.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, my conversation in this first half is with Scott Satchel from Go Northwest Housing, and one of his clients, April, is in studio with us, who also went through this program and went through a financial recovery to stay in her home. We'd love to take your calls this evening, 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. We know that we hear in the news the job market is up and things are rosy, but for many people, that's not true, and they are struggling. So we want to let you know that there are always resources out there to help you. So April, you lost the job. Your household income went from two to none, and you're in a kind of foreclosure situation. It's how long ago was that?
Well, it just came out. Was it 3 months, Scott? About 3 months. I am now where my mortgage is affordable. It started. I actually haven't even made my first payment yet.
Wow.
My first payment is due on February 1st. So this has been great news for the new year.
Okay, so I mean, how long ago was that this process started with Go North, with West Housing? You went to that event how long ago?
December?
I think it was around of 2013.
December of 2013.
December of 2013 is when we first met.
So it's been about a year, right? And now what? Tell us a little bit about what your situation is now.
Well, my situation now is I'm back to work. I've been back to work for about 6 months. My first new mortgage payment is due on February the 1st, and it's quite low and affordable.
How much lower is it from what it was?
About $400 to $500 lower.
Wow, that's awesome. So is that like 30%? We're going to go to the phone lines. Boy, this half hour went quickly. 410-319-8888. We're talking about finance. Oops, I just lost my person. My apologies. 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. I hope they didn't think I was through when I said that. But so that was what, 30% less than what it was? Or, I mean, you know, was it significant?
It was about 40% less than before. And it was one of the things that I have to encourage everyone. Once we got that issue resolved,
yes,
and she got a position, about 3 months later is how long it took us to go through the process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And once, you know, we're here with you until the issue is resolved. Once that issue was resolved, now we're sitting here almost a year later with a modification. And it's a 40% drop, but that will only be for the first 5 years.
Okay.
During that time period, hopefully income increases, and it will stair step back up to not where it was originally, but a little bit higher throughout the process.
Excellent, excellent. To give her some relief, let's go right to these phone lines. Trudy, you're on the air. Question or comment for our guest this evening?
Oh, yes. I would like to know, can you address what a homeowner can do when you file for bankruptcy and you have never missed a mortgage payment, and you discovered by getting a credit report 2 years later that you have no payment history, and you call the bank and you find that they mentioned something about reaffirmation.
That's a great question.
I called several times to try to get a full understanding, and the reason I need a better understanding is if I sell my house, number one, is how the what would that reaffirmation mean to me? But if I would like to refinance or get a loan modification, will all of that come into play? Now, I'm on fixed income, and I tried to get a modification during the bankruptcy period, and the bank never approved it, and they gave me the runaround for 2 years.
Okay, but, we've only got a few minutes. I want to address that. So she filed for bankruptcy reaffirmation, Scott.
So, Trudy, that's a wonderful question. Bankruptcy is a way to slow down and in some cases stop foreclosure. What you're talking about is a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And one of the things I would encourage you to do is to seek pro bono legal advice, because we don't want to cross over. I am not an attorney. We don't want to cross over into being an attorney. However, one of the things that when you file a Chapter 7, the note is ripped up. It's thrown away. You are no longer responsible for payments on the home, which is why it no longer shows up on your credit report. In order to get a refinance or a modification, you're going to have to reaffirm that. And that's something you really want to talk to an attorney about before you do that. In selling the home, you can sell the home anytime you wish. However, I would talk to an attorney about the bankruptcy. With a Chapter 13, if you just have a moment, with Chapter 13, you can permanently stop foreclosure, but you want to make sure every month you make your Chapter 13 payment to the trustee and your mortgage payment. As long as you do those two things every month, it will permanently stop the foreclosure.
Excellent. I'm going to try to go take another caller before we go off the air. Do I have a couple of minutes? I've got 1 minute. Okay, perfect. Eugene, you're on the air. A question or a comment for our guest this evening?
Yeah, I could sort of make this quick. My sister's in a situation with, she lives in a condo, and they are doing repairs, and they're passing the cost on to the residents in the condo, which puts my sister in a hardship situation because she's on a fixed income, and is anticipating possibly, maybe being in a foreclosure situation. Maybe not, but if she would consider the forbearance, and what's the other thing called? The thing you mentioned after the forbearance?
Modification.
Yeah, so how are condo owners impacted?
So with
I say one other thing? So would she contact the lender and request that they work with her for a forbearance or a... does it apply to a condo?
Yeah, good question. What do you suggest?
Yeah, Eugene, that's a wonderful question. With the condo, what's causing the problem is the fact that the condo association is passing on the fees. One of the things I would go is go directly to the condo association, see if the condo association can work something out as far as what her condo fees are every month. Are they able to stretch it out over a longer period of time? What can she negotiate with them? And once again, I would encourage her to contact a local housing counseling agency. They would know the lingo. They would be able to walk her through it, negotiate for her. But as far as dealing with the lender, they're not really the cause of the issue in this situation. It's mainly the condo association that you want to talk to.
Yeah, I would suggest, Eugene, that she contact a housing counselor so that they can be an advocate for her. And so she doesn't know the lingo. They can assist her and maybe, address any of the issues more effectively than she can on her own. Can you give out your number? Because even it depends on what area she's in, but I'm sure if they contact Garwin Oaks Housing, that someone, if not them, but they can refer to someone. So if you could give out your information, Scott.
Yes, thank you. You can call me at 410. 847-0084, and my direct number is 101. And if you are listening in any area, please feel free to give me a call. I will direct you to the right housing counseling agency in your area. I'll give you the website. But it's 410-947-0084, extension 101. And I am a housing counselor with Go Northwest Housing Resource Center.
And please give out that website as well.
The website is go-northwesthrc.org.
Or just Google Go Northwest. That's what I do, because that's a mouthful.
It's the easier way to do it.
You know, we're all the way up to the half hour. April, I just really want to thank you for coming on and sharing your remarkable story with our audience this evening.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, that was Scott Satchel from Go Northwest Housing. Again, Google Go Northwest Housing if you're in trouble with your home, whether it's financing or if you want a new home. They have new home buyer counseling. Don't go anywhere, folks, because we'll be right back. Eric Media from Residential Home Mortgage joins us in our second half to talk about financing a home. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
You don't have to pay a lot. You better thank God for that. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope.
Every time I turn on the TV,
there's hope.
Somebody's acting crazy.
There's hope.
If you let it, it'll drive you crazy.
There's hope.
But I'm taking back my power today.
There's hope.
Gas prices, they just keep on rising.
There's hope.
Keep on life. We gotta keep on surviving. Keep living our truth and do the best we can do. Cause there's hope.
It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't.